This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, February 12th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, a parade of Republican senators advocating for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement this week. President Donald Trump downplaying the importance of the North American trade deal ahead of a forthcoming six-year review that's slated for July. In January, he called the deal irrelevant, and he argued it, quote, has no real advantage. Republican senators argued that withdrawal would be a mistake. During a Finance Committee hearing yesterday, a string of senior GOP lawmakers touted the merits of the deal, warning of grave consequences should the U.S. tear it up. Finance Committee Chair Mike Crapo of Idaho said farmers in his state tell him it's vital to maintain the USMCA as a trilateral agreement. Despite strong support in many sectors of the economy, senators told AgriPulse they're still unsure of whether the administration would seek to preserve it as a trilateral arrangement. In December, in an interview with Politico, Trade Representative Jamison Greer refused to rule out the U.S. scrapping the deal. Some lawmakers questioning whether the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is able to effectively regulate increased markets tied to cryptocurrencies and event contracts. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff told Barron's, quote, as the number of Americans engaged in prediction markets and digital assets only grow, we need to make sure that the CFTC's oversight and enforcement capabilities grow at the same time. The reduced staff at the CFTC and its Chicago office has Illinois Senator Dick Durbin questioning the downsizing, saying, quote, this seems far from a coincidence as the president and his family peddled their own cryptocurrency schemes. Barron's reported this week that the CFTC Chicago office lost its last enforcement attorney, a team that previously consisted of 20 lawyers. A report from the South China Morning Post that President Trump and President Xi could extend their trade truce for another year supported soybeans today. Market fundamentals are still bearish for prices as global supplies are seen as more than adequate to meet demand. Doug Bergman of RCM Alternative said there's little justification for higher prices. Brazil's supply company Conab raising their estimate for the Brazilian soybean crop to a record 178 million metric tons. In January, that was 176 million. The USDA's WASD report this week pegged the Brazilian crop at 180 million metric tons. Well, the Agriculture Department has issued new guidance to state and regional child nutrition directors. The effort calls for them to consider how whole foods could be incorporated into school meals. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the agency was working on a proposed rule for school meals. They also suggest limits to highly processed foods, as well as added sugars and refined carbohydrates. White House Nutrition Policy Advisor Callie Means pushing for a return to scratch cooking and whole food. Means scoffed at objections from schools that they cannot afford a better diet. In a School Nutrition Association survey of school nutrition directors last month, almost 80% said they were in extreme need of more funding to expand scratch preparation to reduce ultra-processed foods. In an SNA survey last month of school nutrition directors, over 79% said they were in extreme need of more funding to expand scratch preparations and reduce reliance on ultra-processed foods. Over 60% said they were in extreme need of time to develop menus, and over 60% said they were in need of more staff. More than 70% of responding school districts said current reimbursement rates are insufficient to cover the cost of school lunches. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. The countdown for Commodity Classic 2026 is on. Cut through the noise and get straight to what works in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th to 27th. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge technology from over 400 exhibitors. Don't miss your chance to celebrate 30 years of agriculture excellence. Head to commodityclassic.com and register today. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.